Mass tourism on the island of Mallorca has sparked significant backlash, culminating in a large-scale protest on July 21st. Thousands of residents took to the streets of Palma de Mallorca, expressing their frustrations and calling for a more sustainable tourism model. On Sunday, July 21st, 2024, approximately 50,000 people, according to organizers, marched through the streets of Palma de Mallorca. The protest highlighted the detrimental effects of mass tourism on the island. Participants carried signs with messages such as, "Tourists, we love you when you don't buy our land," and "Your paradise is our nightmare." The demonstration began around 7 p.m. local time and saw participation from around 110 different groups and social movements. Police estimate the numbers of protesters to be closer to 12,000 people. The primary demands of the protest included limiting the number of tourists, improving access to housing, enhancing public services, and conserving natural areas. Mallorca, the largest of the Balearic Islands, is a popular tourist destination that welcomed 14.4 million visitors last year. While tourism is a significant economic driver, it has also led to several adverse effects on the local community. Residents argue that the current tourism model primarily benefits a small segment of the population, leaving many workers impoverished. The influx of tourists has contributed to a housing crisis, with locals finding it increasingly difficult to afford homes due to rising property prices driven by demand from travelers. Public services are also strained, struggling to keep up with the increased population during peak tourist seasons. Additionally, the environmental impact of mass tourism has raised concerns about the sustainability of the island's natural resources. One significant factor contributing to the housing crisis in Mallorca is the prevalence of short-term rentals, such as those offered by Airbnb. Locals claim these rentals reduce the availability of affordable housing for residents, driving up property prices and making it difficult for local families to find suitable accommodations. The high demand for tourist accommodations often leads property owners to prefer short-term rentals over long-term leases, exacerbating the housing shortage and inflating rental costs. The protest in Mallorca is part of a broader trend of anti-tourism sentiment in Spain. Earlier in July, demonstrators in Barcelona sprayed tourists with water and marched through the city chanting, "Tourists, go home!" Similarly, in April, residents of the Canary Islands went on a hunger strike protesting against the negative impacts of excessive tourism. The Balearic Islands have already implemented measures to curb the negative effects of tourism. In May, new rules were introduced banning street drinking in key tourist areas of Ibiza and Mallorca, with exceptions for terraces and licensed areas. These measures aim to reduce public disturbances and maintain order in heavily visited regions. For travelers, the growing protests against mass tourism underscore the need for more responsible and sustainable travel practices. Visitors to popular destinations like Mallorca should be mindful of their impact on local communities and the environment. Supporting local businesses, respecting local customs, and avoiding over-touristed areas can help mitigate some of the adverse effects. Responsible travel also involves choosing accommodations that do not contribute to the housing crisis. Instead of opting for short-term rentals like those offered by Airbnb, travelers should consider staying in hotels or other accommodations that do not displace local residents. This not only helps ensure that locals have access to affordable housing, but also supports regulated and sustainable tourism practices. By making conscious choices about where to stay, travelers can significantly reduce their negative impact on the destinations they visit. Travelers should also stay informed about any new regulations or restrictions that might affect their plans. Understanding the concerns of local residents and the measures being taken to address them can lead to a more respectful and enjoyable travel experience. The protests in Mallorca against mass tourism highlight significant challenges faced by local communities and popular tourist destinations. The demand for more sustainable tourist models, better housing, and improved public services reflect broader concerns about economic inequality and environmental degradation. As the tourism industry grapples with these issues, it is crucial for both travelers and policymakers to work towards more sustainable and equitable solutions. This situation serves as a reminder of the importance of responsible travel and the need to balance tourism with the well-being of local communities.